You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to the very first unhappy post-game edition of Locked On Rockets in December. I'm your host, Ben Dubose. Rockets dropped an absolute heartbreaker, 102-100 against the Spurs. Rockets now 21-8 on the year. The 10-game winning streak is over. Extremely frustrating game because, well, the Spurs shot 52% from three, and the Rockets, one of the better three-point shooting teams in NBA history, shot 15.8%, 6 of 38. Really, if you have one more three drop, if the Rockets are 7 of 38, they win that game against one of the NBA's better teams, even without Clint Capela, even without shooting worth a damn. And so that's why it stings. Big picture, I would say it's probably encouraging, but short term, yeah, it definitely stings. Spurs in a 19-4 run to end the game. Rockets did have a couple of very big turnovers late that hurt. Trevor Ariza made some poor decisions with the ball. But really, I'm not going to focus on that because in the NBA, you're going to have runs back and forth. The Rockets had a big run in the third. Both of these teams are very good. The bottom line, and at the end of that game, both teams got pretty good shots. Just when the Spurs got their, when they moved the ball and got the ball to the guys like Danny Green, like Patty Mills, like Manu Ginobili, they made their shots. They were 12 of 23. The Rockets did not. Rockets were 6 of 38. Eric Gordon, 1 of 8 from 3. Eric Gordon's been, after James Harden, the second best player on the team this month. And he just, quite simply, had a bad night at a bad time. And it's unfortunate because, well, if it happened against almost anybody else, the Rockets would have been able to overcome it. But you combine that with playing against one of the NBA's better teams, and that's what you get. Now, big picture, I want to reiterate just how good of a loss this is. I know you guys don't want to hear it, but geez, guys, the Rockets shot 6 of 38 from 3. Eric Gordon was 1 of 8 from 3. James Harden was 1 of 11. Both missed looks in the closing seconds that would have won it. And yet you still lost only by 2 points against one of the NBA's better teams. One of the NBA's better teams that had one of their better games of the year. The Spurs shot 52% from behind the arc. And so that's a credit to just how well the Rockets battled, even without Clint Capela. They out-rebounded the Spurs 51-43. They out-scrapped the Spurs all night long, even though the Spurs were bigger, they were longer. The Rockets put themselves in the second half in a position to just absolutely take over that game at a 13-point lead with 4 minutes to go. And I think they'll absolutely live to regret it. But as long as you can keep them positive, and I think Mike D'Antoni's done a good job of that. It's his first time to have to deal with an unhappy locker room in a while, but it stings, but it's one that big picture you should feel pretty good about. Now, where it's going to hurt, the Rockets, they win this game, would have been within a half game of the Spurs with a 2 seed in the West. Now they're a couple of games back, and the Spurs have already won 2 of the 3 games, so the Rockets are not in the best position for the tiebreaker. But at the end of the day, as far as the Rockets this season, it's not, I don't know that the seedings are going to matter that much. Certainly you want to be in the top half of the West and get at least one first-round series. You'd love to be not on the Warriors' side of the bracket. But at the bottom line, in the Western Conference, you're going to have to play tough teams no matter where you're seated. There are no easy routes through the playoffs. And if you're the Rockets, what you need is quite simply to believe that you can go up against the NBA's better teams and win. And we've seen them do it. They've already won at Golden State, at San Antonio, and this is another game. They had San Antonio on the ropes, and quite frankly, the Rockets were the better team. They just had the worst shooting night you will see them have all year, and the Spurs might have had the best shooting night they had all year, and that's what it took for the Spurs to get a 2-point win. Now, again, I'm not going to sit there and say there are moral victories. There aren't. The Rockets should be absolutely furious in that locker room. But for us as fans, I'm just saying, don't let it ruin your optimism for this team. Yeah, it stings. It stings just like I'm sure for the Warriors when they lost to the Rockets a couple of weeks ago. That stung really bad for them too. But at the end of the day, those fans, the reason it stings is because they know they are good. And when I look at this from a big picture Rockets standpoint, I come away more encouraged, more resolute in my belief that the Rockets are an upper echelon team after that game than I was before. Because even without Clint Capela, even without the three ball, even without the normal things that went in their favor, this was still a game that the Rockets could have and should have won. So if they make their shots the way they normally do, yes, they probably beat the Spurs by 10 or so tonight. And I know ifs don't count for anything, but at the end of the day, this is one game out of 82, and you have to make sure and keep it in the proper perspective. Now, I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter focus on the collapse, and it's true, there were a couple of bad decisions from Ariza, there were a couple of possessions where Harden held it a little bit too long, but that's a situation, as I've said before, it's kind of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Eric Gordon took a couple of threes early in the shot clock, and they were in rhythm, the shots he normally makes. He missed them, and people complain about that. And then Harden uses the clock, and he misses it there. It's not as simple as saying run the offense, because the clock does matter. You could feel the Spurs gaining momentum there. So I understand what the Rockets are thinking. Quite frankly, you just need to see them make some shots. The game comes down to that sometimes, and it's not a matter of choking, because the goal is to score more points than the other team, and it doesn't matter when you get those points. The Spurs had their run late in the fourth, just like the Rockets had their run late in the third and early in the fourth quarter. It kind of goes, you know, there's an ebb and flow throughout a game. So, no, I don't buy that the possessions at the end of the game are any more important than the others. It just so happened that, well, that's when the Rockets had the lead. So when you have a lead, yes, there's a tendency to play a little bit slower, especially if you have a lead in the closing seconds. But I don't think there's anything structurally wrong. There's nothing to where you say, well, they choked. Quite frankly, other than the Ariza turnovers, I think the Rockets, by and large, got their shots, especially in the last 2 minutes of that game. You look at the shots that Ariza, Gordon, even the last one from Harden, these are shots that the Rockets are comfortable with. Just none of them went down. If even one of them went down, in the middle of that run, if the Rockets make even one three to push that lead back to 8, back to 11, even back to 5 in the final minute, none of this stuff matters. It's just a matter of no shots went down. And the Spurs, you give them credit. Yeah, they had good ball movement and the Rockets got out of position defensively. Well, you know what? The Spurs, they're coached by arguably the best coach in the history of the game. They're a very good team. They have great ball movement. This stuff is going to happen. Both teams got good shots. Just one team made them. And, you know, in a sense, you tip your cap. They were the better team tonight. And, you know, there's nothing unfair about it. The Spurs made more shots. And even though the Rockets had better effort, the Spurs deserved to win the game. But big picture, you have to remember, you have to look at how much of this is likely to be replicated. And when you look at how this game played out, I think the formula that led to the Spurs' success is a lot less replicable than what the Rockets did, which was winning with defense, their energy, their rebounding, and of course Harden's brilliance, at least until the last couple of minutes. By the way, the big sequence that I thought swung this game, the Rockets were up 13, the Spurs were about ready to check out. Their body language was terrible. And then they had a missed shot, an offensive rebound, and Tony Parker, of all people, made a somewhat contested three in the corner to cut it from 13 to 10. That's Tony Parker, a guy who makes 0.4 threes per game, made a contested three when the Spurs were on the ropes to bring them back. Now, he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I guess you tip your cap. But if you're the Rockets, that's an incredibly unlucky sequence of events. And I would really say this entire game was just one of incredible unluck from the standpoint of the Rockets. And it really obscures what, as I said, was a great effort game from them. You wonder how they would fare without Clint Capela. Well, really well. They held Nene's minutes to 18, but in Nene's minutes, 10 points, 7 rebounds in those 18 minutes. He was a team best plus 10. Montrezl Harrell, 9 points and 5 rebounds off the bench in his 22 minutes. I thought they held up very well, even against a very long Spurs team. They held their own. Now you look at what the Spurs did. Kawhi Leonard was 5 of 14. Trevor Ariza, I thought, was great defensively against him. Also, 6 of 14, had a couple of big threes, and fortunate that he missed one late. By and large, good game for him. Pat Beverly, 2 of 7, 0 of 4 from 3, but defensively, I thought he was as good as ever. He did a great job on Tony Parker. They tried their best on that last sequence, but unfortunately, if you get a little bit out of position against the Spurs, they have a way of burning you on it. As far as the rest of the roster, Sam Decker, not just his 10 points, but 7 rebounds in 21 minutes. I thought his energy was infectious. Even guys like James Harden, 10 rebounds. Who else? You mentioned Sam Decker's 7. I saw the Rockets use a team rebounding approach that I have rarely seen them use all year. You had them playing volleyball, and that's what it's going to take to survive these next 4 to 6 weeks without Clint Capella. You had all sorts of guys chipping in. Ryan Anderson did not shoot well, 2 of 8 for 7 points, but had 6 rebounds in his 37 minutes, and really I thought he kind of tag-teamed on a lot of those rebounds with other guys. Pat Beverly, well, he only had, what, 1 assist, but 8 rebounds. It's going to take a collective effort to replace Clint Capella. It's not just one guy. And at least for one night against one of the best that the NBA has to offer, the Rockets did exactly that. Unfortunately, there's, you know, if you play one of the better teams and then you shoot 6 of 38 from 3, there just are not many recipes that you have to overcome that. Anyway, closing thoughts. The main thing that I want to see from the Rockets out of this is not to let this beat them twice. It's not going to be easy. They go to Phoenix for a game tomorrow night. They're going to get in very late. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of tired legs, and without Capella, you don't have your usual depth. In a normal game like that, you could kind of count on Montrezl Harrell, someone like that, as your unexpected energy source to pick it up. Well, now he's a regular rotation player, so how are his legs going to respond? We'll find out. But the key for the Rockets, as I said, you should feel better about this team in the big picture after this game than before. You should feel incredibly mad. But, the Rockets absolutely prove they belong. So if they are good enough to hang with the Spurs, even not being able to throw it in the ocean, then even Phoenix playing at home, I know they have a lot of young legs, and maybe they get hot on a given night, that's a game the Rockets should win. So if the Rockets are the team that we think they are, they should be able to come out and take care of business against Phoenix tomorrow night, take out their frustration on them, and then get ready, because Friday you've got another big statement game against the Memphis Grizzlies. I know this one hurts, but there's a lot to look forward to. It's one game out of 82. Just remember, though, over the course of this 10-game streak, it could have gone the other way a lot of times. What if Al Horford's layup, when he went past Montrezl Harrell to the bucket, had gone in, and the Rockets had lost by 1 to the Celtics? That was a game in which they led late, and it would have been incredibly frustrating. What if any of those late shots from Ariza, Ryan Anderson, James Harden, Eric Gordon, what if any of them hadn't gone in the final, 2 minutes in overtime in Minnesota? That was a losable game. At the end of the day, those games count just as much as this one. This is just more frustrating because this was a statement game that they should have won. And it's going to sting. I don't expect this to make anybody feel better. All I urge you guys to do, give it a few days. Hopefully you get a win against the Suns tomorrow night to start feeling a little bit better. And then I think you're going to look back at this and feel pretty good. Because really, closing thoughts, the Rockets outplayed the Spurs in every area except for one. Spurs shot 52%, Rockets shot 16%. And when you have that kind of discrepancy from behind the three-point arc, all against a team in the Rockets that basically lives behind the three-point arc, it's awfully tough to overcome. But aside from that, I thought the Rockets beat the Spurs on the glass. I thought they beat the Spurs with effort. These are not the same old Spurs. I don't think the Rockets have any fear of them. If they match up in the playoffs, I think the Rockets would feel very good about that potential matchup. I think they've shown through 3 games that they're probably the better team. James Harden tonight, even though he struggled a little bit down the stretch, Harden, 31 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, really took it to Kawhi Leonard, who shot just 5 of 14, had 7 turnovers. Between the two, you know, MVP candidates, Harden definitely had the better night. Rockets had better defense. They had better intensity. They just couldn't throw it in the ocean. And even with that, they still lost by just 2 points. Stings like hell, but at the end of the day, the Rockets are still in a very good position for this season. So as much as it stings, I don't think that it serves any purpose to keep going around in circles. It is what it is. Lick your wounds tonight, Rockets fans, and tomorrow it's another game. Get your frustration out of the way then. I'm Ben Dubose. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Dubose. This is Locked On Rockets. Follow the show at Locked On Rockets. You can also email the show at LockedOnRockets@gmail.com if you've got questions for me or suggestions for the show. Again, extremely unhappy final from Toyota Center. Spurs 102, Rockets 100. Rockets now 21-8 on the year. The 10-game winning streak is snapped. Back in action Wednesday night in Phoenix, and I'll be chatting with you again then. Have a good night.